Dave, I guess all you can ask for after defeat is that you bounce back. You've done exactly that today. You must be a very pleased man.
Yeah, very proud. Like I say, we were questioned from some quarters after the performance, and more the result on Boxing Day. So we'd spoken about that, all the questions that need to be answered were inside our dressing room, and we've done that today. Like I say, everyone will lose games. I think the mark of Solihull winning the league last year was that after they'd lost, they did bounce back and they didn't ever go on that bad run that can get people back in it. So we knew we needed to bounce back today. Like I say, would defeat have been the be-all and end-all? No, absolutely not. But to us to show that character and that spirit, especially after the start of the second half we had, it is fantastic. It means a lot. But we've got to use that as a catalyst now. It's another win chalked off. I think we've 19 games to go, and we've still got to win it double figures amount of wins, which is a big ask. But it's a really, really difficult place to come on a difficult pitch, and we've shown, like I say, another side to our team today.
Is that the most encouraging sign that you can find a way to win? Because for long periods it looked like it could have gone either way.
Yeah, I think we've done that throughout the season. We've gone behind and we've shown real character. Today was a bigger ask because, like I say, you're playing against a good team that are strong, that are powerful. We're down to bare bones, really, with 13 sort of fit senior pros and some kids on the bench who, again, unless we were forced to, we weren't really in a position to put them on. So you're asking for people to stand up, you're asking for character. Again, it was the type of game where probably at half time you think maybe one goal will win it. Thankfully that wasn't the case after 20 seconds of the second half. But we've dug in. It's by no means been a great football game, but we've shown that we can compete, that we can get in there and do our jobs and look a real threat on the break. It was a game of a few chances. It was always going to be a mistake or a breakaway or an absolute whopper of a goal that was scored. But like I say, we've shown terrific character and fully deserve to win.
Just how tough was it to get everybody ready again after a 15-minute stoppage in the game and a player taken from the field and back in the dressing room and stuff like that? I know it was difficult for Matt and his players. It must have been tough for you as well.
Yeah, it's tough. I suppose that the one thing you'd hope is that an incident like that doesn't by any means settle the game or cost someone the game, and that was the important thing. I suppose the one big positive that it was that we knew it was going to be 15 minutes, so I suppose you treat it like a half time. Initially, when we'd gone in there, I'd wanted to keep the lads on the feet, really, not sitting down, not relaxing. And I suppose the biggest thing is that mentally you stay in the game. They've done that. To be fair, like I said, they've dug in, they've shown real character. The goal at the end puts the icing on the cake, and I suppose makes the last minute of the game of my life a whole lot easier. But at 2-1, anything can happen. And like I say, we've defended really, really well there, and shown that we can dig in. And like I say, there were questions asked over the last 5 days, whether it be, like I say, whether it be in the press, whether it be in social media, players asked them players, and like I say, all the answers, hopefully they've given all the answers today, and have shown a real spirit and a real determination to go and get a result at a really tough place.
And just lastly, you've said it already, there's still a very long way to go. These teams aren't going to go away, are they? Surely Kidderminster, all the others, it's going to be a long battle.
There's a long way to go. I think, again, sometimes, especially people, you can get carried away with people saying, oh, this is happening, Kidderminster will lose. Again, we're just going to focus on what we do. That's one win ticked off. Like I say, we've said to them in there, I think we're going to need at least 12 wins. So, like I say, that's one ticked off, at least 11 more. Let's get them as quickly as we can and see where we're at. It could be that we need more than that. If we need less, will I take it? Absolutely. But I'm a realist. Like I say, this is a really, really tough division, and there are days when you can come or you can go into a dressing room afterwards and look at results and things have gone your way, but we've just got to focus on what we do. It's a tough enough league to win games anyway. You've got to be at it every single week. Thankfully today we were, and we've got a great win, but now attention completely focuses and refocuses back on FC United. We've got to use this, like I say, as a catalyst to make sure we go and win at Mill Farm on Saturday.